I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dontari, what's happening, man?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Man, everything is good. So you got a new home in Atlanta. Really nice deal for you there with the Falcons. How you liking it, man? How you loving it?
So far, so good, man. It can get no better at this point, so I'm loving it.
You got a place?
Yeah, I just got one. So I'm settling in quite well, actually.
Dig that.
How tough was it? How tough was the decision? How tough was it to leave KC? The team that drafted you, that'd been in your professional home. Was it a tough decision?
Not really. I mean, you gotta understand the business of the game that we play. So that's always kind of first in a sense. So you gotta can't take too much personal and just roll with the punches. But I'm happy how everything went down, and I feel like it was destined to be.
You talked about the business, and that's what we loved about you. You're handling yours. Tell me about signing the 1 year, $8 million deal. Was it to for the flexibility later on? What was behind the just doing it for 1 year?
Oh yeah, it was just flexibility. I mean, I got close to the number that I wanted, but not quite. And considering that this game that we play, you gotta kind of get it while you're there. So I wanted to make sure I tied up all ends and had no regrets when I left the game. So this is a part of kind of doing that.
When you were negotiating with various teams, did you bring up the fact that you expect to be thrown touchdowns in these negotiations? Was that something that you brought up to Atlanta?
But I am going to lie before it, so we're going to see how that go.
Do you think you are the best pass-catching defensive lineman in the league?
Why not, man? Why not? I mean, I think I'm the best at everything I do, so yeah.
I think it might be you and J.J. Watt. I think you guys are the two that do it.
Hey, we'll see, man. Like I said, I think I'm the best at everything I do, so it's always up for discussion.
We are, of course, talking to former Memphis Tiger, current Atlanta Falcon, Dontari Poe, here on Jason and John. I wanted to ask you about this, Dontari, because it was in the news. Eddie Lacy has a weight clause in his contract, so he gets 55 grand. I think he's got 7 weigh-ins. He gets 55 grand for every weigh-in when he's under 255 pounds. Do you have a similar contract like that? Do you have a weight clause in your deal like that?
Yeah, I do have a weight clause in my deal, but it's a little different from that. But I mean, I feel like I'm on the right track. I'm pretty much already at where I need to be. So as long as I'm there, man, I get everything I need.
When you have something like that in your contract, I mean, at that point, it's like this is money in your pocket. So you make that like, no, I can't eat that. I can't eat that today, right? Like, how closely are you monitoring what you're putting in your body because, like, there's money on the line now?
I mean, the money is more motivation, which you got to understand, too. I want to play it a certain way, and I want to be effective this year. So it was kind of all tied into that, so it wasn't too much different for me at all. I knew where I wanted to go and how to get there, so that was always in the back of my mind.
Have you had your first weigh-in yet?
No, not yet, but I weigh myself pretty much twice a week, so I'm where I need to be.
All right, dig that. Well, let us know when you do get that official one.
One of the coolest things still to this day, man, and I remember seeing it back then, thinking how cool it was. I went back and looked at it again this morning, and it made me smile. That YouTube video you did back in, I think it was 2012, where you gave mom a Cadillac Escalade, man. I think she was shaking. She was shaking. How much do you remember that like it was yesterday, man? And how has the, I imagine you've bought many more things for mom since then.
Oh, yeah, I bought many more things, but that's probably still a prized possession. I mean, she wanted that since she saw Escalade, she wanted that. So I kind of always kept that in the back of my mind that it is like yesterday, man. I feel like anything I can get of her, it feels times 10 good on me. So I love doing stuff like that for her. She deserves it all.
So let's go back to yesterday a little bit more. Tell me if this story was right. That Coach Miller, Sed Miller, saw you about – you were in a marching band. You were going into your freshman year at Wooddale. You're in the band, and he comes and gets you and says, big dude, you need to come out here and play some football. Is that how it went down?
Nah, it didn't go like that. I mean, it was a lot of speculation on how it went down. But basically, I just went out there one day, But I always played the drums because one of my brothers did it.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of followed in his footsteps. He played for Whitehaven Marching Band like back in 2000, something like that. So I kind of wanted to do everything that he did at the time. So I kind of picked up on it. And I, like I said, I got good at it, man. And I pursued it. But at the same time, once I walked in that football field, man, music kind of turned into a distant second place. So I kind of fell in love with what I was doing on the field.
Yeah, no, I think that decision paid off for you.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be back in Memphis, Dontari, June 3rd with the All-Star Football Camp. Website is pomansdream.org. How can people get involved with the camp?
So, man, just sign up. Just like you said, pomansdream.org. Just go on the site. There should be a link there that lets all the kids sign up. And even the people who are not participating can still come out and have a good time. Just watch the kids, cheer them on, friends, family, whoever it is, man. We feel like it's just a family-like environment, the way I'm trying to do things with my foundation. So we just have to have some fun with them, man, teaching the kids, have some fun at the same time, and we're doing it like that.
Why is it important for you to have this back in Memphis?
Because, man, Memphis is where it all started for me. It's everything to me. I mean, when I'm all said and done with anything that I'm doing outside of it, I'm going to bring my life back to the city. So I love it. I feel like it's nothing better than that city. And I want to bring people with me. I want to bring kids up. I want to show better things to the kids, to just the environment itself. So I love it.
It must be really cool for you, Dontari, to look back now. I mean, you were part of Memphis football when it was struggling. That was was an era where you guys had sort of struggled, and now to look back and see the program thriving, and they've had two straight coaches who seem to be really good at what they do, and they've got Memphis football in a position to be in the top 25 and in big bowl games. Is that something that you look back on and it makes you sort of proud? You can be proud now, not that you weren't before, but now especially because you've seen the program thrive, that it can be done and that you were a part of it too?
Yeah. I mean, you got to understand this too now. So even though we didn't have many winning seasons, the friendship that I got on that team, the brothers that I walked out with from that Memphis team while I was there. I mean, I still talk to them to this day. I still hang around. We're best friends. So I never look back on that and say, what if? But at the same time, what they're doing now is amazing, bro. I look at it with full of pride, man, just seeing what they're doing, how they're doing it, and just getting the job done, man. I'm proud of them boys every week.
Better barbecue, Kansas City or Memphis? Put you on the spot. Hometown?
Put me on the spot.
Yep.
Memphis.
Whoa. What's the difference between the two for somebody that's been up in Kansas City and been on it?
Yeah, Kansas City, they got a lot of sauce. I mean, it's pretty good now. You can't doubt them. I mean, Kansas City is a good place, good barbecue. So, I mean, you can't doubt them for having the good sauces that they do. But Memphis, you can just, I mean, strictly, you don't even have to have sauce to put on it. So you can just do dry rub or whatever it may be, and it'll still be right where you need it to be.
When you come back home, what's the must stop? What's the first stop in terms of eats that you got to get to? You got to get some.
In terms of eats?
Yeah, because you can only get it here.
Definitely my mama's house. Definitely my mama's house, first and foremost. She be killing me. But, I mean, I love it. So, I mean, it is what it is.
What's your mom's go-to dish? Like, what will you put her dish up against anybody else's in the world?
Man, it's a lot of stuff. She make good chicken. Good lasagna, spaghetti.
Ooh, lasagna.
Fruitcake, yeah.
Little Italian cuisine over in the Poe household.
Oh, she does it all, man. She does it all.
You have played, obviously you grew up in Memphis. You played at Memphis. And then obviously in Kansas City, you have been in for the majority of your life two really good food spots. How is it in Atlanta? Is it tough for you, man? Is there a lot of good stuff to eat? It's not necessarily known for its food. How are you hanging in there?
Oh, no, that's a lot of good stuff, man. You got to understand, this is a big city. So the variety is outstanding. They got a lot of different types of stuff that you can get to. And I haven't tested it all out purposely because I'm trying to stay away from a lot of stuff. But you can tell that it's here.
What is your diet?
Man, I pretty much eat whatever I want, whenever I want.
Nice.
But I just make sure it's clean and lean. You get what I'm saying? So,
like you,
I just kind of keep it like.
So what does a lunch look like for Dontari Poe? Is it like grilled chicken and a salad? What do you have to stay away from?
Man, I stay away from fried foods. I stay away from sweets. So a lunch for me will pretty much be probably salmon, grilled chicken, salad, spinach, broccoli, and a fruit cup. So it's a lot of food, and I get full, but it's all kind of clean. So
you get, wait a minute.
That's a lot different what you eat at Wooddale, bro.
Yeah, it's a whole lot different.
It is possible for you to get full. That is something that has happened before.
It's possible. My mom can probably tell you better than anybody, but it's very possible.
Well, dig that. He is Dontari Poe. He's got the camp, the All-Star Camp in Memphis, June 3rd. Sign up, PoeMansDream.org. Dontari, always good to catch
Dontari,
up, man.
Dontari, we're proud of you, man.
Good luck on the weight journey, man. We're pulling for you.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, man. Thank y'all.
Appreciate you.
For sure, man. He is Dontari Poe, currently listed at 6'3", 346 pounds.
I got 346, yep.
346 pounds.
Ooh.
Now, again, he says he's got to get to under 330. If he gets under 330, that's what I've read, at least. That's the number he's got to be at. So his lunch. Rosa, you're the resident health nut on this show. He's in salmon, grilled chicken. What else was it? A fruit cup?
Fruit cup.
And then spinach and broccoli. Does that check out with you, doctor?
Yeah, I would not do the fruit cup. I stay away from fruits.
What is it?
The only fruits that I've been told that are berries and cherries, cool.
Berries and cherries.
The rest of them, a lot of sugar.
Too much sugar.
You got a lot of sugar. Yeah.
Well, like you can't, for example, you can't eat a banana?
No, tons of carbs. Tons of carbs in bananas. Yeah.
Really?
I don't eat bananas. I do not eat bananas.
So do you think yogurt is bad for you?
The yogurt I eat is Fahi plain yogurt. It is plain yogurt.
So if I eat.
You can't get the flavored stuff. That's what
you're
getting in trouble,
right? I do not get the flavored stuff because that's all preservative.
Mm-hmm.
All, yeah. No.
So that's bad for you.
Yeah.
Even if it only has like 80 calories.
Yeah, I don't touch it.
Okay. But you obviously the lean meats and the veggies.
Lean meats.
Those totally check out.
Oh, yeah. Salmon, chicken.
That'll get you where you need to go, especially
broccoli.
If you're out there practicing in the hot heat every day. But appreciate.
I mean, it's like the leanest. I mean, fish is the best. I mean, fish is one of the best things you can eat.
Yeah.
If you're working out, like you're an athlete, like eat a ton of fish. Like Marc Gasol eats a ton of fish.
Man, I don't like fish, man.
So he's got his own camp,
and
I remember he's part of Gene Robinson's camp too this weekend.
Yeah,
Saturday.
He's got Lonnie Ballantyne coming through, Jay Howard, lots of NFL players coming through, and you can sign up for that if you are interested at PoeMansDream.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.